What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Hello, Daddy Gang. Welcome back to another episode of Call Her Daddy. I love you all. I miss you all. Happy Sunday. Some of you may be here because you are just, you know, a loyal regular tuning in to whatever the fuck I'm about to say. And some of you may be here because you are interested in my response to some recent controversy related to the latest Call Her Daddy episode. I told you guys I was going to talk about it on this Sunday episode, so here we fucking are. Let me catch you up because I know some of you may be like, what the fuck is happening? This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy Gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself. And it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy.
2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. During a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and never survive. I had to flee my own state to receive treatment. I think Donald Trump bears an incredible amount of responsibility for these restrictive laws. We need leaders that will protect our rights, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
This week, I released a Call Her Daddy episode called Exposing My Athlete Roster. In this episode, I returned to my college town of Boston for, I'm pretty sure, the first time since graduation. So it's been about like 6 years. And let me tell you, when I landed in Boston, the memories just came flooding in. I landed and I was like, holy fuck, I'm remembering things. I'm seeing buildings that are triggering me of memories. I am seeing hotels that I'm staying in that are triggering memories. So naturally, because this is my job, I picked up a microphone and took you down memory lane with me, detailing all of the athlete dick that I encountered in Boston during my time of college. And I also take that back. I didn't tell you everything. I gave you two really fun stories and I have many more. And I'm so happy you guys liked this episode because I've got a lot of college stories that I never told on Call Her Daddy. And I'm going to give you more because it's fun to reminisce. Okay. But anyways, this episode was an ode to the OG Call Her Daddy days and an ode to the creation of the Gluck Gluck 9000. If you don't know what the Gluck Gluck 9000 is, you haven't been here since day one. That's okay. It is the best blowjob technique in the world. And it started to be created when I was in college, the double tan twist gawk gawk combo. It hits every fucking time. Okay. Episode 3, go listen. And don't get me wrong. Whenever I release something on Call Her Daddy that's a bit more aggressive these days in terms of my sucking and fucking and slurping and twirling, I tend to expect
a few comments from the haters, right? Oh my God, I can't believe that she's speaking this way. She has so little respect for herself. She's such a fucking slut and a whore. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Been there, done that. I've been getting those type of comments since I started Call Her Daddy, and I love them and I embrace them, and they really let me know that I'm doing something right. But I was caught off guard with some of the comments this week. People, and when I say people, I mean men and women, were very, very, very riled up. These people in the comments firmly believed that I was disrespecting and insulting my fiance by speaking about people that I have hooked up with in the past. Let me read you some of these comments for context, okay? Alex, with all due respect, respect goes a long way. Let's not expect our boyfriends, fiancés, and husbands to respect us if we don't return the courtesy. Crazy, that's how she's describing past hookups when she's engaged. I would be so ashamed to be her fiancé. How dare she talk about this now that she's engaged? This is the kicker, ready? Matt is definitely going to leave you after this episode. This is in such an insult to him as a man. Daddy gang, we have so much to unpack here, so let's just get fucking into it. Is it disrespectful to your partner to speak about previous hookups and sexual experiences? I would first like to just acknowledge, I understand that my situation is a little different. I am speaking to millions of people on a podcast. It's very public. But just also remember along those lines, speaking into a microphone about, I'm speaking about my experiences, my life, all of my experiences, all of this, this is my job, okay? And I can assure you, everyone's so concerned, that my fiance was well aware of what my job consisted of when he proposed to me. And he is very proud of me and thinks what I do is so fucking cool. But back to the question at hand. Why were people so deeply offended and worried about my fiance, Matt, and the deep disrespect he must have been feeling from this episode? And the thing is, as I reflect, and it didn't take me long, it's kind of obvious, but I just have to fucking say it. I don't think their reactions have anything at all to do with Matt and me and our relationship. No one's actually genuinely fucking confused. If anything, people really, really want him to like take the ring away to prove their point. But this isn't about me and Matt and our relationship. This is about the people commenting in their own relationship and their own deep, deep-seated insecurities. I was laying in bed when these comments started coming in and I was laughing, and Matt was like, what the fuck are you laughing at? I was like, I need to read you these comments, Matt. Like, this is so crazy that people think this way. And he was like, what are they saying? And I started reading them to him, and Matt was just like, they're just projecting. Like, that's sad. And I was like, not that I need to give you guys the fucking definition of projecting, but obviously you guys know projecting is like when something's going on in your life that you're not okay with or you don't like or you're insecure about, when you see someone else doing it or defying that and going against what you are comfortable with, it's really fucking triggering, aka the people in my comment section. And Matt was like, they're just fucking projecting. Like, that's so sad. Like, they clearly can't like talk about this stuff in their own relationship. And I'm like, okay, what could make someone so insecure in their relationship that they wouldn't be able to handle their partner talking about their past, right? And I sit here and I'm like, maybe it's related to their past relationships. Like, it actually doesn't even have to do with their present relationship. It's about their past relationship. Maybe they were horribly cheated on in their past relationship, or maybe their current partner cheated on them and there's no trust. Maybe their partner is doing something where they don't feel wanted or sexy or desired or quite frankly safe. So the past is actually very threatening to them because they don't even feel safe in this relationship. So any other sexual encounter this person has had, it is like, I can't even take it because we're so unstable and not good. Like, that is an insecurity button you're pressing. Also, I would like to say maybe it does go deeper as I'm thinking about it. Like, maybe it's related to this person's family and they have some underlying abandonment issues that they haven't fully worked through. The point is, daddy gang. And I know the daddy gang knows this, but we just have to talk about this. If you are in a healthy relationship, your partner talking about an ex, it shouldn't automatically take you to a place of comparison or fear. Like, your brain, if you hear this, Matt's brain should not have gone to, oh my God, were they hotter than me? Did she love them more than me? Or like, if you're sitting there, daddy gang, listening to your ex talk about someone, oh my God, was she hotter than me? Did he love her more? Was she better in bed than me? Is he turned on by me? Does he still think of her? Does she still think of him? Like, if this is the case that you're feeling this or your partner feels this, it should raise some red flags. Like, what's going on here? Because I want to be so clear. I have been in those relationships. I have been in a relationship now looking back at it being like, whoa, that was so unhealthy and toxic that the only time that my partner talked about his past was to make me feel insecure in fights. We never talked about our past. He wouldn't let me talk about my past. And when he talked about his past, it was weaponized to make me feel insecure in the middle of fights and for him to gain back the power. For me to be like, oh, I'm so insecure. Oh my God. Like, is he going to leave me and go back to her? Like, that was an emotionally abusive and manipulative situation. So I've been there. So I understand that if I saw a woman online talking so freely about like her sex life in her past and she had a ring on and she was engaged and her fiance was chill with it, I'd be like, what the fuck? What am I doing wrong? Why don't I feel comfortable to talk that way? Obviously mine is like over the top too, because I have a fucking podcast, so I'm giving like extreme graphic details, but still, Matt knew what he was fucking signing up for. He listened to Call Her Daddy and watched the younger episodes and was like, I got it. Dope. Okay. Love the brand you've built. Go off. But I just want to bring this up too, because I think it's a really interesting conversation. Like, when there are these underlying issues of trust and insecurity, my biggest fear for daddy gang, again, because I lived this, is like, if you're in one of those relationships, you're really unable to accept that your partner had a life and experiences before you. What I mean by that is like, you're quite literally, and you probably don't even notice it because it's like fucking, like you're doing it unconsciously, but like you are tuning out everything that doesn't fit into your internal mode of what you need your partner to be. You're creating this image of your partner that doesn't encompass their full reality of lived experiences and qualities. And if you're blocking out all of their previous relationships and partners and sexual experiences, the biggest issue is what else are you actively choosing to ignore about them? When I was in that toxic relationship, I didn't want to know, because I knew he was cheating on me. I knew there were like, the past to me just signified, like, I knew how unhealthy our relationship was. When we talked about it, I felt unsafe. I felt fearful. I felt insecure. I felt like I was going to get abandoned, and I didn't want to fucking hear it. And it triggered the fuck out of me. So I'm coming from the place of like, I get it. It's like, when you're in those type of relationships, it's like tunnel vision guided by fear. And of course, let me just say, it is difficult at some point to discuss the past with your partner. And of course, there's like little tinges of jealousy in the beginning stages, because like you're usually doing this in the dating phase, or like if you're official boyfriend and girlfriend, if you start talking about it, you're like, ah, like I hate that you like were with someone else and said you loved someone else at one point. But that's a normal like little tinge of like, oh, I love it. That's not what we're fucking talking about. I will say that it was also frustrating, because a lot of the comments by the men were the ones similar to, Matt's gonna leave you, how dare you disrespect him like that as a man. And like, you're such a little wiener dick, shut the fuck up. It's just giving, and it's boiling down to, it's giving misogyny. It's like giving, you know how like online everyone says giving in a positive way, like, oh, it's giving, like, no, this is giving misogyny through and through, and it's fucking disgusting. When I was reading these comments, that is all that came up for me. I'm like, oh, this is fully misogynistic driven. Feeling threatened by an ex's sexual past, in my mind, when I'm reading these man's comments, could stem from the belief that a person owns or has control over their partner's past sexual history. It verges on viewing your partner like a possession. And it's so fucking controlling and it's so disgusting to me. And it's just so not the vibe. Like, and it's such a motherfucking double standard. Does a man talking about his sexual past experiences raise the same concerns? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, if you fucking saw a man talking the way that I was talking this past week, everyone would be like, oh my God, he's so funny. Like, he hasn't lost it. Or also the comments would be like, damn, his chick is bad. Like, she's so cool that she lets him blah, 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 blah. It's so fucking pathetic. I think that the man clearly, like in the comments, the men clearly in the comments feel if his partner is talking about previous guys that she's fucked, it threatens his manhood. And this is insecurity and internalized misogyny to a T. Saying you can't insult Matt like that as a man. Like, bro, what? Matt's good. Like, it gives the idea that if my partner is going to be sexual and a sexual being, it can only be with me. It literally reminds me back in the olden days of like the concept of like the virgin bride. Like, you're not as desirable unless you're a virgin because I'm going to take your virginity. Wear the fucking veil. Have your daddy bring you down the fucking aisle. Let me take his property and now I own his property. And you're like the virgin bride now and I'm going to take that from you. It's so fucking nasty and disgusting. And I hate all of you little fucking pervs, okay? Just because your partner has fucked and sucked before by no means makes them a slut or a fucking whore. Okay. I can't believe we still have to talk about this in 2023. We live in a world where women can be sexual and explore and have fun and have sex just because they fucking can and they want to. Like, we don't need permission, okay? I think something that I realized also from this is like, what really comes into play here is communication. It is fun to talk about this stuff in a healthy way with your partner. And by healthy, I want to clarify, I don't mean that when Matt and I are getting in a fight, I'm like, oh yeah, that Red Sox player fucked me so good, I'm going to go call him now. No, that's literally emotionally abusive and manipulative. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about us joking, sitting, talking, reminiscing. And I'm like, oh my God, baby, like I remember this one time so embarrassingly. I literally bit this guy's dick as I was trying to give him head. He had this curved penis. It was so like, it's supposed to be fun and you should feel closer to your partner and you should feel secure enough to know that our relationship is so solid. I don't care who you fucked in your past. This is the present and the future. Like, we're good. And so again, I think if you're in a healthy, respectful relationship, these moments are not used to make your partner feel insecure. You should just feel like they're fun moments that you're reminiscing and you're learning more about your partner and their past. So I would just say, if the only time that your partner talks about their past is in fights, hi, red fucking flag.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Something that really grinds my gears is I somehow will find myself just subscribing to things, right? And then all of a sudden, I see I have been paying this subscription service and I don't even use it because I just forgot to cancel it. Rocket Money can help you cancel a subscription that would otherwise be more time consuming and also you probably forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see anything I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddy. That's rocketmoney.com/daddy. rocketmoney.com/daddy. This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days. Daddy gang, Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And Daddy Gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes, and smell is to die for, okay? I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come out to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So Daddy Gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit MondayHairCare.com to find a stockist near you.
Matt does not feel disrespected. He's very proud of the brand that I've built. He was not complaining whatsoever. And I think that I just felt bad when I was reading those comments. Like, if you find yourself tensing up at the mention or thought of your partner with a previous partner, you need to look inward. Again, I'm not saying that I'm now in a healthy relationship, but like, I have been there. I have been there where the thought or mention of someone's past was so triggering to me. And if you put on those fucking blinders, you're not realizing, why are the women in my comments so, so insecure? Internalized misogyny. She can't talk about fucking, she's engaged now. It's like as if a fucking ring on my finger just wipes my past, and now I have to like wipe Matt's ass and like lick his fucking asshole for a living, and I couldn't have licked any other assholes in my life. Trust me, I fucking did. So it's like, it's just giving, like, you're so scared that the man is gonna not value me anymore because I'm talking about my past. That ain't it, girl. That ain't it, okay? And I'm so sorry if that's your experience. I actually have empathy for you because I have been there and I understand it, that you don't feel comfortable enough because he makes you feel like a whore. He makes you feel like a slut, and he makes you feel like you can't fucking own anything you did in your past because you're his now and you can only talk about the present and you can no longer think about the past. The men in the comments, like I said, are just giving property. I'm Matt's property, baby. Like, I can't talk about the athletes that I fucked and sucked because Matt owns me now. Literally, go fuck yourselves. Like, you're just giving an awful, awful misogynistic man that I don't even know what woman would want to fuck you because you're just so, so tiny dick energy. The fact that you think, how hot is it that when she looks up at you and can be like, oh my God, babe, like, obviously she learned how to suck that thing somewhere else. Be fucking grateful that when she was sucking and biting, she doesn't do that anymore because she fucking learned. And oh, you can't take it that she learned from someone else. Sorry. Put your big boy pants on. Okay. You're in the big leagues now. If you want a healthy relationship, you got to fucking learn how to actually respect your partner and be so fucking down with the fact that they've lived. Okay. And now act right and maybe they'll stay with you. But the past is nothing unless you're just fucking insecure. So I just wanted to bring this up because, you know, content is fun. And I just wanted to say, I thought the comments were really interesting. And it made me, one, I think, feel really good because Matt and I had like a chuckle over dinner. And I was happy that Matt as a man was like, I'm so proud of you. Of course, baby. Like when I hear you say those things, I'm not like listening to the episode on high and like being like, yeah, girl. But like, I love you and I respect you. And I think your brand is fucking incredible. And what you're doing for women is dope. And like, I think you're so fucking hot. And I know the Gluck Gluck 9000 was not invented on me. But what I do know is I get that thing for the rest of my fucking life. So count me fucking in. I love you. So Daddy Gang, all I can say is last words is like, what is happening in your relationship that you don't feel safe and secure enough that a reality can't exist outside of the two of you? What is happening? Maybe you're not in the healthiest relationship that you thought you were. Just reflect. Just look inward. And that's kind of it for this week. I just thought it was interesting. And I appreciate like how many of you actually like wrote into me and DM'd me and you kind of just talked about like your thoughts on it, because I was so happy to see that the Daddy Gang, a lot of these people were like randos that were commenting. The Daddy Gang knows what's up. So I know I'm just like preaching to the fucking choir. You guys get this, but some people fucking need it. And I love you guys. And thank you for listening. Sunday sessions, okay? It's always Father's Day on Sunday. So love you guys. And I will see you for another solo episode this week. You guys are going to fucking die when you see what I'm doing this week. Wink, wink. The wedding bells are coming. Okay, goodbye. I love you guys. This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy Gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, Daddy Gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And Daddy Gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come up to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God. What is that in your hair? So Daddy Gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit mondayhaircare.com to find a stockist near you.